It may sound strange, but students at Omaha North High School have gotten used to sharing their hallway with a dog. Elijah is diabetic, and the dog is helping him. As a diabetic, Elijah has to monitor his blood sugar all the time. Believe it or not, the dog is helping him do that.
The way I see it is diabetes is, how do I explain this? Your pancreas just isn't what it used to be. Type 1's more dangerous, because type 1 you can't feel when you have low or high blood sugars and stuff like that.
If Elijah's blood sugar gets too low or too high, it can be dangerous, especially since he can't feel it when it happens. Monitoring and detecting blood sugar changes got a lot easier last October. That's when he got the beautiful, now 2-year-old Doberman Foxhound mix named Hawkeye.
She can sense when my blood sugar is like 20%, like there's a 20% difference in blood sugar. Like if my blood sugar, my blood sugar is 90 and 15 minutes later it's like 130, she can sense that.
But how does Hawkeye sense those changes in Elijah's blood sugar?
They take cotton swabs and take my saliva whenever I do get a change, and they use that and they train the dog with the scent.
That's right. Hawkeye is actually trained to smell when Elijah's blood sugar levels are too high or too low.
I can't feel when I'm high or low, and she helps out with that quite a bit.
Hawkeye communicates different things with Elijah through making a series of different noises.
She whines kind of like this, but this is just her anxious whine. She has a different whine for everything.
But getting one of these special dogs doesn't come cheap.
We basically did fundraising to get the money for the dog. That's all we really had to do and get the scents. It cost about $7,500, but usually they go for around, we got the cheapest, but usually they cost around $30,000.
While there are obvious benefits of having one of these amazing alert dogs, there are a couple of downfalls.
I guess one of the downfalls would be there's a few things that I cannot do that I used to be able to do, like go on roller coasters and stuff like that, because I don't know how a dog would act on a roller coaster.
But in the end, the benefits outweigh the downfalls. As for Hawkeye, she's not only benefited him with his help, but also in becoming a new friend.
I guess I seem to open up a little bit more since I got her. People would just ask questions about the dog. It made me more social in a way.